listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
This time around, it's from a dude named Mike. He wrote in on our Instagram and he says, "Hey, I need some serious advice from you guys. I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2 years now and I want to propose." Mike says, "Well, like a decent guy, I went to her parents to ask for their blessing. Unfortunately, both her mom and her dad shut me down hard."
Oh.
He's like, "There was no, let's think about it. We have concerns." Just a flat out no. He said, "Mom didn't even hesitate." She looked him dead in the face and said, "No, it's not right."
No. Dang, mom.
He goes on to talk about that he thinks that mom never really liked him anyway, and dad was usually more reasonable, but he feels like that they had this conversation ready and agreed to shut him down together at the same time. Like, they had it pre-planned. He said, "The only reason I can think of is there's a strong chance I'm getting transferred for work. It's not official yet, but it could mean moving out of state. So maybe her parents somehow found out and they don't want me taking their daughter away." He's like, "Here's where it gets worse. They didn't just say no. They pulled a full-blown guilt trip. They said if I proposed, I'd be breaking up the family. I'd be putting her in an impossible situation, and that if I really loved her, I wouldn't put her in the position of having to choose."
What?
They made it sound like if I proposed and if she said yes, she's going to lose her parents. He put a big old WTF.
Right? What is happening?
What the heck?
Mike said, "I'm stuck. I haven't proposed yet, and I don't know if I should now. Do I tell my girlfriend what happened? Do I pretend I'd never even asked the parents? Do I just go through with it and hope it all works out? Or is this a massive red flag I should be paying attention to? And then he added, which I was thinking about, "I feel like her mom and dad is going to say something and ruin the surprise anyway at this point, so maybe I should just go ahead with it. Would you guys still propose if both parents said no? Would you tell your partner that this went on or just move forward and hope love wins in the end?" That's from Mike. Now, I wrote back to Mike. I was like, "Mike, first of all, I need to know your fiance's name so we can talk about her." And it's Finn. Cute little Finn.
Oh, Finn and Mike.
And I said, "How old are you guys? Because if this is like you're 18 years old, then I kind of get it."
Yeah.
He's 26. She's 25.
So marriage age.
Yeah.
Ding dang adults. And the parents are like, "No." So if you want to sound off with Show Wants to Know, phone lines are wide open. And as always, we like our phone calls over the text when it comes to these things. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. What do you guys think? Mike asked for the blessing and they said no. What should he do?
I think that, you know, the parents are really overstepping here. Now, again, I don't know if really the reason is that they're afraid he's going to break up the family, but guess what? When your kid grows up, they leave the nest. That's part of it. And if this couple wants to go and take their life and move it elsewhere, I think that, again, that's what adults do. And as parents, you need to be okay with that. You have to let your kid go. This is coming from somebody who's still calls her child baby Nana. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like
you'd be the person to say, "Nah."
No, I wouldn't say,
"Don't take her away from me."
Because here's, I also am out there in the dating world, and I know that if they are happy together and they have a good, solid relationship where they trust each other and they don't have to worry about outside things, don't waste that because the parents are worried about him taking her away and out of state. You know what I mean?
I wonder if there's something in here we don't know about.
And maybe we don't.
If they got just a beef with this guy and they're just saying no because they've got some sort of beef.
We don't know that. We're just going off the information that was provided.
And this whole thing about moving out of state, I think maybe that is a big red flag for them that they don't want their daughter to leave. That's probably why they said no. So I will agree with that. I don't know. I mean, is this...
No, I don't
dare
like that,
I say
though.
That this... Is this... Is this old-fashioned to still be going and asking the parents?
It might be a little
bit. For the daughter's
bit.
Hand in marriage?
And
is
I
that
guess
like a still a, do you have to worry about all that?
In this case, if their response is, "No, we're saying no because we don't want you to take her away," I think that he probably should look into maybe just discussing this with his girlfriend and seeing what her
Can
thoughts are.
Can you believe
are.
What your mom did to me?
Well, not even like that, but what is our future? What does our future look like? Because if they haven't even had this conversation together and, you know what I mean, maybe they should start there.
I love it, Katie. You're so passionate about this. Tammy.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, Tammy.
We'll do Tammy real quick, and then if you guys want to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. What do you think, Tammy?
So I'm a mother of five, and I thought about this, like if one of my daughters was proposed to, what would I say? But honestly, I think it's the daughter's decision, and it's her mistake to make, and that as a parent, we need to be supportive mm-hmm. in their decision-making. And I think it's kind of selfish that her parents are giving him this, like, guilt trip, and, you know, I just don't think it's fair to him. He did the right thing going to them and asking, but at this point, I think he should try. I think he should go to his attorney, Finn, and say, you know, I love you, and I did do the right thing and ask your parents, and, you know, maybe have a talk with them. Why is it that they don't approve of him, and what's the problem? And not just completely shut him down. I think it's sad.
Yeah. It is sad, isn't it?
It is, Tammy.
And you said let her make the mistake. It might not even be a mistake, though. I mean, this could be total love.
Yeah, but if it turns out to be a mistake, it's still hers to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tammy, thank you. Good luck with those five kiddos, Tammy. Yeah. My goodness.
Thanks for listening, Tammy.
We appreciate you.
Okay.
Oh, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Hey. So what do you think? Should he just go for it anyway, or should he ease up because the parents are mean?
Go for it. My parents didn't approve of my marriage either, but I'm still married 12 years later.
Oh, okay. Snap.
Did things smooth out? Are they okay with your spouse, or?
Now they are, because it was a 10-year fallout between us, and I didn't speak to them for 10 years.
This is a disaster.
Well, they got That's you all back. It took. There we go.
We got That's you all good. It took. We'll talk to you in a decade.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I mean, I just saw my family for the first time last November.
Dang, this is
I left home.
This is a daytime talk show right here. That's intense.
Yeah, well, we have one baby now, and they got to meet the baby.
You showed them. Hey, I am kind of with you, because going back to Nicole's dad and stepmom, I really feel like they did not want us to get married. And I can't tell you how great it is to get that text from them every year, like, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
After so many years and a couple kids, and we're still going strong, I love getting those messages from them. Like, booyah.
And you're like, you were wrong.
Because I just had a hunch. They never came out and said it, but I think there was a hunch. Jessica, thank you for calling. Absolutely. Congratulations on the new kiddo.
Thank you.
Bye, Jessica.
Patty with an I. Hi, Patty.
Yes, that's me.
Patty
Hi,
with an
good
I.
Morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for sounding off for Show Wants to Know. What are your thoughts?
I think he should go for it. I think I think it's good that he asked, because it shows respect. But I know that, well, I'm an only child, and nobody is good enough for me in my mom's eyes. So no matter who asked my mom if they could marry me, she would say no. So I think that he should move forward, but it was nice that he showed the respect in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think.
Did you ever get married then?
No.
No one's good enough, huh?
Because mom said no every time?
No, it's just not something I've wanted to do.
Okay, just curious. Right on, Patty. Yeah. So you're saying go for it. It's like almost unanimous, like going for it.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you give up a possibly happy rest of your life just because your parents feel a certain way? Like, they got to get married and experience. Why would they stop you from doing it?
Love it. Thank you for the call, Patty. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. All right, we got April and Lisa. April and then Lisa will get the final word. Hi, April.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you guys.
Oh, we are the best, aren't we?
Yes. Have me cracking up every morning. I love it. Aww.
Thank you so much. That's very nice of you, April.
Thanks, April.
What are your thoughts?
So there could be a lot of reasons why the parents said no. A lot of people are against the parents, but 25 is still kind of young for nowadays, and you don't know, like, does she have a job? Has she already, you know, do they have savings? Maybe they're saying no because they're just looking out for her. And then, you know, maybe she's really close to her family and she's already had that conversation and said, you know, hey, I'm not ready to get married. I'm still kind of just enjoying this life and, you know, just kind of hanging out for now and having a good time.
I thought about that. I was wondering, like, if behind the scenes she talked to her mom and dad and she was like, I don't know about this guy. So if he says that he wants to marry me, say no.
And that could be it too.
Could be it too. We don't know.
Right. And, you know, I definitely wouldn't just go behind their back and just ask her. I think that's a little rude off the bat when you ask them and they said no, definitely have that kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. Marriages aren't just, you know, hey, pop the question like it's a fairy tale. I think you need to be mature and have the conversation to make sure that you're both ready to do this. And then she needs to go to her parents and make sure, like, hey, this is what's happening, because you don't want to have a bad relationship with your in-laws. That's just not right. You don't want to tear the family apart. So maybe take a little bit more time with it.
Hey, what age do you think you should be married? You said that 25 is too young. What age is good for you?
I don't know. I got married at 29. We were together for like 7 years.
Okay. 29 is pretty good. Yeah. You're established.
Yeah. I think it just depends on the circumstances. I personally wanted to make sure that we were ready. We were financially stable and it was the right thing to do.
Did you marry a man?
Yes.
You never know. Did he go to your parents then and ask for their permission?
No, he didn't. And I personally didn't care about that.
Nobody cared.
Yeah, it's our relationship, not theirs.
Perfect.
Yeah.
April, thank you for listening to us. Have a good morning.
Yeah.
Bye.
You too.
Bye, April.
All right, Lisa. You're the cherry on top. You get the final word. What you say goes. This is, what you say is going to determine this guy's future.
Okay. He needs to pause. I commend him for asking permission because, no, we don't own our children, but we have raised our children, mm-hmm. and we have earned the respect. And I wish my ex-husband would have asked my parents permission. Because my parents saw some really big red flags that I didn't see. And it wasn't just with my husband, but it was with his family. Mm. And also with the dreams they heard me say that I wanted with my life, that I didn't realize he was stifling for me. And then when I finally did get to start living those dreams out, it really hurt our relationship, and he held it against me. So I feel like we need to hit pause. The couple needs to have a conversation, and then it doesn't matter if he proposes tomorrow or in 5 years. If they're supposed to be together, they will be together. But they need to figure this out before he proposes.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. So,
hit the pause button.
Yeah.
I would love to sit and talk to you for another half an hour about what all the red flags were that you missed, but that's a whole nother show.
That is a whole nother show.
Lisa, appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Great. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
No,
well,
take a step back. That's a great point.
You like that one? Take a step back. I think so.
And we had so many texts come in that said, this reminds me of the song Rude by Magic. Like,
yes.
Should I dig that one up?
I'm going to marry her anyway.
Joy actually had the best text. She said he should plan a flash mob ambush of that song and then propose.
Oh, that's funny.
And then she said, just kidding. Marriage is overrated.
Oh, Joy.
Joy coming in hot.
Well, I think the consensus was pretty much, just do it anyway. Just get it over with.
Yeah, and I like, whatever. I like the you should still ask. But again, it's kind of like, it's a mix of both. You can ask and show the respect, but if they say no, kind of be like, I'm kind of going to go through with this anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for sounding off. So many great calls and messages.